When two innersea superpowers go to war, the ripples are felt throughout the region. A group of intrepid heroes, or should we say, intrepid rebels, join a league of righteous freedom fighters to liberate their people from the binds of infernal tyranny. Nefarious forces from without and within will do anything to stop these hellbreakers. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM for this diabolical defiance.
I'm Rue, my pronouns are they, he, or ze, and I play Nalastri, a Strix champion of Arshea, devoted to breaking Chalaxian shackles.
I'm Isis, and I'm playing Mizera, formerly of the Golden Arrhenius, a Nephilim human sorcerer hoping to save Isker and herself from hell.
I'm John, and I'm playing Thaddeus T. Millwright, a halfling inventor with a sinister secret.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Augustus Men Shuxley, a gnome lawyer and witch.
And I'm Mark, playing Flack, a goblin ranger who has something to prove.
And now, on with the episode. Previously, our intrepid Hellbreakers returned from their mission to steal supplies, only to learn that their hobgoblin ally Rokrag had not returned from a meeting outside of the city. Fearing the worst, Moira sent them to check up on this rendezvous at the Waterspout Inn, several miles to the southwest. As the heroes approached the building, they could see a Chalaxian ship anchored in the river behind it, as well as several marines camped on the bank. Inside, it appeared that loyalists had taken control and were waiting for something. After exchanging a few words, the Hellbreakers sprung an attack on the loyalists. Soon, though, the crew of the ship was alerted. Now the rebels are locked inside the inn with a pair of angry sailors trying to batter down the door. Second of Lamashin, 4725, Absalom Reckoning. So let's hop right into it here. You guys are in the inn. You've shut and locked the doors from the inside. We've got a couple guys banging on the door and shouting to the ship that insurgents are within the inn. So the seems but the some sailors on the ship are beginning to sort of get themselves ready as well. We're not quite, I don't know if we want to fully dip into encounter, you know, initiative just yet, but you did drop an atrophy bomb on one of them, so he's
I was like,
he's this guy here is taking some persistent void damage, which will take by depending on what you all want to start to do. I think
how many people do we see on that ship? Is it like dozens or is it like handful?
It doesn't appear you didn't see dozens, you saw like a couple of people moving around.
Also, there were tents out there, right?
Yes.
How many tents were there set up?
There were three tents.
Three, okay.
Yes.
So not like a dozen. So
you probably figured a tent probably sleeps maybe two, right?
Okay.
That's that big of a tent, if that.
Okay.
And that's ship, not so bad. A ship of the size that you've got there probably has a crew of about a dozen, maybe 10. It's not a huge ship. It does appear to be a riverboat, especially. It doesn't look like there's necessarily a lot. Like, I think... Ron, you're like up at a window on the second floor in one of the rooms, kind of looking out. You can see them sort of like lighting some there's some lanterns, right? You see them sort of moving around. It doesn't look like there's like more than like two or three people on the deck at the moment.
Okay.
Whether or not there's more people below deck, you don't know. Or which one of them might be a captain, you're not sure. You can see them, you know, but you don't know because you don't know who they are. They don't look like, they just look like they're fancy sailors.
Fancy sail.
I'm actually going to have this guy take that, roll that, and take this 1 point of void damage. Make a recovery check. See if anything happens there. He's still sort of like, whereas his comrade right there is just sort of battering the door down. Eventually, he's probably going to break it down, unless you want to do something about that, start piling more stuff up. So the question being, do you want to prepare anything ahead of time before that happens? Open the door and let him in and just bash him on the head one at a time? What do you want to do? How do you want to handle this here?
I like that option.
Can we line him up?
There was some strategery going on in the downstairs, folks, I remember.
I was going to say, I can't see any of this, so...
You can hear right here the door.
Right,
you
know, so it's just especially funny for me.
Bring your shoulder into it.
Could I take some cover, like, over here behind some of these things?
Sure. Yeah, this is okay. A bunch of stacked furniture in the corner here if you want to take some cover there.
I'm behind the bar with my weapon ready.
That's I remember I flipped this table over at some point, so I'm going to hide back behind this flip table.
I remember that, yeah.
Cover on that as well. Augustus and Alastri, are you still upstairs or did you come back downstairs?
Do you want
to jump out a window?
I can stay up here to keep an eye on the people who are coming and shout warnings if there's a... If there's an untoward amount of individuals trying to make their way in, then I shall be the one to raise the alarm.
Okay. So a toward amount would be okay, but if
that's correct.
Untoward shows up. Okay.
Yeah, I think what I am planning on doing is I am planning on jumping out the window and coming at them from above while my friends downstairs open the door.
Yes. Well, now, as I recall, my friend, your wings are not sufficient to keep you permanently aloft. So your aerial escapades are of limited duration at best.
Yes, I'm going
falling
to,
with style.
What is it the magpies do? Swooping.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta let the rest of us know that that's what you're doing.
Yes, okay. I mean. I will yell down to you that I'm going to, I can come from the outside.
Okay.
So, let's get everyone on the initiative tracker here. Like, a little bit more time is just sort of gathering up, waiting for them to sort of bash the door in, looks like. No one's actually running up to the door to let them in.
We're probably going to have to do that.
No. They're going to get the door down. I just wanted to see how long it would take. And so I think I would love everyone to just roll initiative again.
Initiative again.
All
right. Okay.
I just roll a ton of dice.
Woof.
Oh, no, last three.
Ooh.
Yeah, I saw one there.
You know, y'all have hero points if you want to do initiative for that. But that's so soon. Nah.
Be oh, better hero you, point but, on better
I don't
points.
Know. Is that...
I'm going to save that for when I inevitably need to not fail some kind of reflex save later.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good call.
Oh, man. 30. Yeah. You rolled a 30.
Woo!
Well, luckily, this guy is just sort of like on the. This is one of the guys on the boat. He's collecting up his things. what to say? Basically, that we roll initiative when this door gets bashed open. Boom. Mm-hmm. With the sort of sailor on the other side. So, Flack, what do you want to do? I don't think you have an angle on this guy exactly. Although if you sort of can see him a little bit, but he's got like pretty good cover from a range shot, I would say.
Okay, so how would I position to be better able to do that?
If you move sort of like over here, you could you have a better shot at him.
Could I bring some of my cover with me?
Hmm. Good question.
Drag something.
If you drag something, if you take two actions to basically you can move up your movement and drag something with you. You'll still have one action after that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that.
Okay.
So
wish I could I'm help you, but here's what we'll do.
I don't know if any of these images are moved.
No, I was going to, I'll just draw a little, there you go.
Great. That's awesome.
Now you do have a better angle of this guy. He's still got a little cover from the doorway, but less than he did before.
I think until he comes through the door, that's what I need to do.
Okay. Do you want to like hunker down a little bit more as your third action to get even better cover for a round?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you can take cover, but you have sort of it's cover that you have just by where you're standing and
whatnot. Uh-huh.
But you can get change that. It was lesser cover. You can change the standard cover by just kind of hunkering in a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. Who's this one? All right. There's a loyalist down here. He had already taken a crossbow shot at Augustus when you threw that bomb out the window at the guy below. So he is going to reload that crossbow he's got. And then I'm going to take another shot at you, Augustus. It's kind of you're there at the window, but I assume your head is down a little bit.
Right.
So you're going to have cover for this.
Excellent.
Attack. And here we go. As he does this thing he's not very good at. Boom, boom. Hear a crossbow bolt thud into the side of the window as he reloads and shoots again. Hail Mary.
Ooh.
Why not? Hail Aridin, I guess.
Ooh.
Big ol' miss. the sailor who's basically sort of wreathed in this void energy is a... for Cheliax and the Thrones. He's coming in with the door open. What do I got here? B 25. Okay. He kind of gets his bearings. With that movement in. Oh gosh, where's everyone gonna? Who am I gonna go after first? I think I'm gonna walk around this table here, and
don't do it.
Go after Mizera.
Gonna regret
that. He's gonna basically negate
mean to her.
Yeah. Had to be two moves. He's got this pole arm, basically.
Okay.
But the first thing he does is actually he doesn't have it in both hands. I think he's not gonna get you. He doesn't strike you. He kind of runs up to you and then kind of like grips the pole arm in his other hand because he didn't have it in both hands. And then he takes some damage. Void damage, and then
there you go.
Finally, he's fine, even though he's badly injured. This guy over here is just kind of, he's got like very near death. He's hugging the wall and moving to maybe support his friend. Tad.
All right. I'm targeting the one next to Mizera. I'm going to go ahead and overdrive my weapon with a crafting check first. And I don't know what I need.
Oh, good, huh?
No, failure. Unfortunately,
I will still failure. I will still fire.
Okay, you still a failure just means on that just means you only do one additional fire damage instead of more damage. Yeah.
So I will go ahead and shoot.
Target it at him and shoot him.
And I keep rolling these same numbers.
Yeah. Same numbers, 12. That is a miss, unfortunately.
All right, and I will reload.
Okay. Someone on the boat is taking some time. All right, Mizera, you have the guy right in front of you. He's got this Gweez arm, basically.
Yeah.
Ready to swing it at you. What do you want to do?
Well, you know what? If he's pretty hurt and he's right next to me, I think I'm just going to hit him with a melee ignition and then run away.
Okay. Great.
So here we go.
Let's see it. See that roll.
Roll me attack, please.
Roll that attack.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's awful.
We are rolling poorly today.
Oh, my.
Oof. Yeah, all right. Well, that
blocks your hand.
All right, I'm going to just not be here right now.
Fair enough.
Let's go.
That's going to be, yeah.
I don't want to be so far. I can't do anything, so I'll go back over here by the stuff.
Okay. Okay. The other sailor, although he was the one bashing the door down, he takes a grip of his Gweez arm, is going to come into the door here and see, you know, after hearing you shoot a gun, Tad, he's going to strike at you over the bar with his reach weapon.
What?
Yes, I got 10 feet of reach here. So here we go. But you've got some cover from the bar.
Okay. Question mark.
That's gonna miss.
Still hits. No, it misses. Yay!
It misses
because of your cover. Basically.
Excellent.
That's my turn. Augustus. upstairs.
Alrighty. There were two of them that had fired at me. They didn't go in. There's still two of them out there.
There's just this guy out here who was firing at you. No one else is firing at you but this guy.
Oh, he fired twice. That was the...
He just fired twice, yeah.
That was...
You do see, just sort of barely see another guy kind of like under the... Just hugging the wall.
I can't see either of those dudes on my map.
Neither can I, but I trust that they're there. And frankly, neither can our listeners. So we'll all just trust that they're there.
I'm pinging.
Is that within 30 feet of me?
Oh, yeah.
Down? All right. Well, yeah, I think I shall...
Maybe I'll do this.
Void warp upon him.
Went so well the last time.
Yeah.
Go ahead and make your saving throw.
I will do that. DC 17, and I just get it. Just zero. I only take half this damage.
So it is only... alas, it is only two damage. And then I shall erect a shield, I think, just in case he has more designs on sending crossbows my way. But I feel like I'm in an exceptionally defensible position.
You are. You are indeed. All right. Nalastri.
All right.
You're kind of like standing. I'm going to put you actually also putting you kind of basically where next to where Ron is. You can kind of see the outside.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you.
That you're at a window. You're maybe in another room, do you think? Or just,
yeah, I would have been in the next room over.
Yeah, I don't think these rooms are big enough to have two windows. As a matter of fact, what we'll do is we'll actually say you're sort of like directly above the door.
And then that makes sense because I did drop things on him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to take a movement, take a stride, but it's actually a jump down from here.
The window.
Yep. And then the
shutters flying open. Whoosh, your wings whoosh out this imposing silhouette. Remember, it's also, I should just put it, it is kind of nighttime, or at least dusk. It's not quite fully dark yet enough for them to have lit campfires, but, you know, whoosh, come down and land. You kind of land next to this guy right there who is heavily wounded. He was the guy who ran out the front door earlier.
Hmm.
He's like, oh.
Is he like armed or does he not have any weapons on him?
I believe he ran away with, he dropped his crossbow. He hasn't drawn his other weapons yet. He's got like a mace on his hip.
Okay. I'm gonna go for the legs and see if I can flail him non-lethal.
Okay.
That's
kneecap him.
Minus one question mark or
minus two.
Minus two? Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember.
Ooh. These rolls.
Wow.
It's gonna miss,
unfortunately. Woof.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure is.
We need a dice jail.
Well, I might as well try again.
Yeah.
It's not gonna go well. But I'm gonna try.
It could go better. It could go much, much better.
It could go better.
That's better.
There you go. That is definitely a critical hit.
You poor sinner, the dark angel of vengeance has fallen upon thee.
Are you shouting that from the window, Augustus?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just going to swipe
through. You're
going to
bash this guy senseless.
Yep. Yeah. But I don't want to kill him.
Do you want to roll that? You're rolling non-lethally, so it just knocks him out. But, like, do you want to roll to see how much damage that is anyway? Yeah. Okay. He is knocked out. And on the ground he goes.
And that is my turn. I'm just now between the door and this other one.
Is that just a hit and not a crit?
Oh, that is just that would be 12 damage. Yeah.
Okay.
That should be double. AC?
That's six.
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I...
Yeah.
That's fine. Alrighty. Okay. Guy starts coming off the boat.
Okay.
He's kind of marching. I'll show you this guy. These guys have pole, even though this picture of these guys have pole arms. They don't have pole arms. it's the other way around. The other guys have pole arms, but they are dressed in that sort of like almost like kind of like Napoleonic sailor gear, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
And are just sort of marching.
I gotta hand it to the Chelyax designers.
Snappy uniforms.
Yeah.
Snappy.
They do
indeed.
Often look fly.
Actually, he's gonna move, kind of like move a little bit over to this side of the tent, and then he's gonna hurl a dagger at you, Nalastri.
Cool.
Rude.
But also, I'm rolling terribly too. That's a miss.
Nope.
One of those. All right, okay. Flack.
Excellent.
Back inside.
Okay. All right. Let me make sure I'm doing this right. I want to start with hunting him, making him my prey.
Okay.
That didn't do it, did it?
No, you had to use the use action. Not
I did.
The name of the thing. Now, there's like a button for the action and a button to use the action, which is unfortunate.
It says use next to it. That's what mine does.
On your character sheet, does it work on here? Yeah, it does. If it, you under if you do it under actions instead of under feats, yeah. I believe you can. It'll use it.
That's what I just did.
Well, it didn't work.
Yeah, no, it's
I think you're clicking something different, but we'll see.
Well, it's under the actions tab.
Yeah, but you see there's a use button next to that.
That's right. Hunt prey was applied.
I got it. I got you. So you hunt this guy.
All right. So yeah. So I will. I will shoot him.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, finally somebody.
Yeah. That's a hit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
Well,
let's do some damage.
Mark hasn't even tried to roll for a hit this combat yet, so you know.
Four damage.
All right. Four damage. He is hurt badly.
Okay.
Shoot him with an arrow, like he gets right in the top of the thigh. Blood is pouring out. He nearly goes down.
Well, do it again.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh,
that
that's
time
no.
He just barely step aside as the arrow goes into the ground. Into the wood.
Okay. And I do get one last shot.
Right, because you're doing the old.
Yeah, the flurry.
Double shot. Yeah.
Yeah. Not good enough. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Flurry of arrows, literally.
Flurry of arrows.
Okay.
That's my turn.
The loyalist outside with you, Nalastri, he's got an empty crossbow, so he just kind of drops that to the ground. He draws up a mace, and comes at you and says, "Die, insurgent!" And also
no
gets it well and does not do anything good. All right. You've made this guy mad, Fleck. He's not happy with it.
Yeah.
With you, he's gonna have to take two actions to get around your cover, basically. And it's going to basically. He doesn't actually need to get that close. He can get there. Hit you with
all right, cause
his
pole arm.
His pole the arm. Yeah. Wizarmba.
Wizarmba. Okay.
I was on that one. Okay.
Ah!
Terrible.
They start laughing at him.
Oh my.
Hey, cut it out.
Hey, is he okay?
Tad.
Probably not.
Yeah, this guy right in your face.
Yeah, I'm going to take a step back.
Okay.
Get out of his range, make him have to move. And I'll go ahead and target him. And I will just shootify him.
All right.
Ooh, I think that better, hit. Yes.
Oh, that looks like it hits.
It does. Yeah.
Damage on him. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Well, that's very nice. Damage.
Bam. Yeah. That goes off inside the inn. Hit him in the shoulder.
But he doesn't reload.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Second Marine. I'm going to have to spend my turn just getting off the boat. Maybe not.
This ship seems akin to a clown car, the way the Chillax is coming out of it.
This guy, this guy shouts at the loyalists. He's like, out of the way, you fool! As he throws another dagger. As he also throws a dagger at.
Come on, guys.
Terrible, terrible.
Yes.
All right, I'm running bad. All right, Mizera, inside.
All right. Nalashtra, you're not super hurt, right, are you?
I'm not hurt at all.
Okay, that's what I thought. I've
been able to hit Nalashtra.
Title of this episode, Comedy of Errors.
Apparently for everybody, yeah.
Yeah.
Someday, one of us will succeed on a check.
Yep. All right, I'm going to shoot this guy through the door with the Divine Lance, I guess.
This guy you're pinging is unconscious.
Oh, okay.
This guy.
Oh, I see. I can barely see them through.
Yeah, he's kind of, I wonder if I could just.
Can I?
Move him around. Twirl him around.
Can I actually target that guy at all? The way that doorway is. Like, I can see him.
Can you see him? If you can see him, you can target him.
Yeah, I can see him. All right.
If you can see him, it's targetable.
All right. Then I will do that. Here we go.
Woo!
Maybe I'll roll a better attack roll.
Oh!
Woo!
That's a better attack
roll. There you go. Very nice. That's better.
Lovely damage. Hits him right in the soul.
Yep.
They've got a witch in there.
Something like that.
He's upstairs.
Actual witch is upstairs.
Yeah.
The actual witch is upstairs. All right, Tad, the guy you just shot, he's going to take an action to leap up on the bar. Yeah.
Oh. No here, dancing on the bar.
Take his Guizarm and attempt to trip you with it.
Uh-oh.
Where's my trip?
He's going to do a river dance on the bar. That's very tricky.
He might. He's going to.
And he's going to. You get to laugh at him, too.
That is a very coyote ugly roll.
Yeah.
Luckily, this is a trip weapon, so if I critically fail the check to trip, I can drop the weapon and take the effects of a failure instead of a critical failure. So I don't fall down. I just drop my Guizarm.
Okay.
And then I spend my third action to pick it back up.
It would have been funny to have him fall off the bar.
No, instead of picking it back up, he actually leaped down right in into your grill there, Tad, with his fists out now. He's like, oh. Fine, I'll take you with my bare hands.
Okay.
All right. Augustus.
All righty. I will continue to look down from the window above like some sort of commentator. It's like an and the winged angel of vengeance is unharmed, cannot be hurt by the likes of you. But I am going to. Oh, there's two of them now within range. I will electric arc between the marine that has just arrived and the loyalist that is.
Okay, sure. Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Let's see if that does it work when I do the quick bar. It does.
All right, that's a big failure.
DC 17 reflex save.
Just a failure. I mean, just success. Just a success.
All right.
You get this for full damage. The loyalist for full damage.
Get your damage. So the marine.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Oh boy.
Oh, excellent. The marine is only going to take 3, but the loyalist is going to take too many. 14.
8, 7, and he goes
too many.
Shudders and just collapses on the ground. Yeah, stopping.
Shocking development.
That rhyme.
Thank you.
You have one
that,
more.
Freeze Nolastri up, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Then let me also, with my third and final action, let me see here. Oh, there it is. I will shout at the Chillaxian Marine that has just come down in order to intimidate him. I say, now, be gone with you, or suffer the fate of your friends.
Ooh, that's a success.
Nice.
Ooh, that's not bad.
I don't think that's a critical, but you give him, you yell at him.
I do.
Hold on a second. That's a will DC. That is a critical.
Ha ha!
It's 5-2 now. You're shouting at him, and like Hod appears in the window behind you, just sort of like staring. And he goes,
yeah.
What is that? Just like
yippee!
Hollow face.
Amazing.
Well, that's amazing.
All right, Nolastri.
That's this one down here, yeah?
Yes, that is the one to the south of you.
All right. Let's go, buddy. And I'm going to come up at him. And I actually want to try and trip him.
Okay. So. Do you have a either a free hand or a trippy weapon?
I have a trip weapon. Nice. Flails are trip weapons.
Your flail, right. Yeah, flails, trip weapons, great.
Yeah.
Oh.
No. I'm going
to. You going to hero point that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanna do something.
That's fair. That's why we have the hero points. Right.
I've kind of given you a lot of build up. You need to
Yeah.
Oh, what? Did you use that with
I did it with a hero point.
Oh no, because you rolled an 11. Okay. So I was like, why didn't that get a +10 to it?
It should have gotten No.
No, you rolled an 11.
Yeah, I should also have gotten the weapons item bonus as it wouldn't have been.
The weapon doesn't have an item bonus yet.
Oh, I was confusing item bonus with.
Right.
Yeah.
But
you
he is frightened. So.
In athletics. Hold on a second. We might have to take all this back, because that's just disarm. Anyone can trip with a that. Sorry, I would get confused about what's you can be.
Yeah, I can't. I can't disarm.
Yeah.
But no, thing. I was just confusing my numbers. We're good.
Yes.
I just missed.
I think that still might be a miss because it is
against
reflex, right? Yeah, reflex, which is even frightened two higher than
4. Yeah.
So you come in, you. Trip, go to trip him and miss. What do you want to do next?
Claw's eyes out.
Yeah.
I do have talons, but I I guess I could. I mean, I'm just going to try and hit him with the flail.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, for whatever it's worth, it's actually you have a better bonus because your talons are agile. You have a better bonus on attack than your flail.
That's a good point, but I already hit the button.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm just out here.
Yeah.
Missing.
Toying with him.
Yeah.
Did it roll?
Yeah, you know.
I didn't
purposely.
See
the
roll.
Yeah, I
got
see a roll
10.
There.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no! Why? Somehow I got logged out of Forge here.
Oh no.
1 second, I'll be right in. So you go at him, and you swing this flail a second time, just more at his head, and he ducks out of the way.
Okay.
And we will get to the top of the round once I get back in the game.
Okay. with the Chalaxian Marine.
Yes, yep. The first Chalaxian Marine.
It's the Marines!
The Marines are here. This guy draws another dagger. And gets behind you in the last round.
Ah, yes. Flanked. Come within 30 feet.
I get to do some stabbing.
Stabby stab. Yeah.
Oh my god. Even
stabbing begin.
Even with the off guard, that is a miss. These guys are just I guess you woke them up or they're a little drunk or something. Nice. These Marines are just not hitting it. That though, because you're that
there we go, yeah.
Second hit, you do get stabbed. And oh, wait a minute, stop! That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen.
No,
nope. What I just happened there because what? I had to draw a dagger and then my turn was over.
Oh,
I just used up a good roll for nothing. All right, Flack.
Okay, he's 10 feet away from me. Can I just shoot him? Or is he gonna?
Yeah, I'll see why not.
Okay. Then let's start with the hunted shot, and we will shoot twice.
All right.
Well, he's almost dead. You don't have to shoot him twice. You can shoot him once.
Yeah, it's only one action to shoot him twice.
It is one action to shoot him twice, and I missed the first one, so...
Better shoot him again, then.
Yeah, just shoot him again.
Woo!
That's way better.
Yeah.
That is better.
A hit.
That will hit.
One shot, he kind of... knocks it aside, and the second shot goes straight into his chest.
Six.
Ooh.
Six damage.
Ooh.
Takes him down.
And he goes down.
He's dead.
That's what we like. It's getting a little too close. Okay. That's one action.
You've been hitting everybody. Everybody that you hit very hard this fight. So.
Well, that's how I like it. Okay, so let's select this guy, make him a prey. I think this is the right button now.
There you go. Yeah.
Did that work? Yeah.
Well, yeah. Now you just need to click apply effect, and it should.
Apply effect. Yes.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Good. Good. And I still got one attack left, so I'll. It's a
long range.
Serious penalty. Yeah, it's a long. Yeah.
Not with a short bow. A short bow, I think, is a range of 120 feet.
Well, that's I think that's long.
Oh, 60 feet. It's 60 feet. Sorry.
It's 60.
Yeah, I think no ammunition goes. Again. What the heck?
You've used up all your arrows.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Every time you shoot it.
Well, yeah.
It automatically uses arrows.
It uses your arrow up, so you need to be buying. You need to have more arrows in your inventory to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 million arrows.
I guess I need more arrows.
I think I usually put 100 in just for the sake.
Just to have enough.
Yeah.
Oops.
All right. Do you want me to go ahead and try to get to him then and melee? Or do we want to?
We'll say for here, yes. Yeah. Say you're out of arrows for this fight.
Okay. I'm out of arrows for this fight.
He said.
In that case, I will start moving towards him. That's as far as I can go.
You got 25.
Was it 25? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's where I'm at.
All righty. Oops. Missed the guy. This guy. Oh, he's unconscious. Why are you still on the... I'm removing you from the fight. Remove that participant. You're unconscious. Tad. The guy is right now in your face. He's got his dukes up, ready to punch.
Do I have a penalty if I fire in melee range?
The only penalty you might have is you might trigger a reaction.
I'll take that chance. I'm going to shoot him.
Okay.
Point blank.
All right.
Shoot
him point blank.
Now, can I try my overdrive again if I want?
That's always a good question.
I believe yes. Unless
it says once per round I can try it only.
Yes. Right. Yeah. You can re-overdrive unless you have critically failed.
All right. I will try... to re-overdrive.
That is more.
And I have a success. All right.
Better driving.
Right. I'm driving much better. All right. Now I will shoot on him.
It's because it's such close range, he's able to kind of just push the gun to one side.
Fine.
At him and blast a bottle off the bar. Shatter.
I'm going to
you like my sound effects.
Yes. I'll go ahead and reload. That's fine.
Okay. All right. The other Marine.
Oh, boy.
The frightened Marine. God, no, that's
I
didn't
mean
just,
an
he does have to
sandwich.
He has to draw a dagger, but because I don't have to move, I do get to, this time, attack twice. Right, targeting you. Here he comes. Try to stab you. No. Oh, no. The miss. A miss with a 13.
Excellent.
Nat 20. Okay.
Oh!
So he it meant that first one was kind of a bit of a feint, and then you sort of dodge right into the dagger. So he plunges it into your stomach.
Oh, that's not good.
Doing 10 damage. Leaving you badly injured. He's like, pulling it out. He's like, force the runes. Mizera, you see this happening, obviously, from your vantage point inside.
Right. There's a bunch of stuff going on outside.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go move in- closer
until
to
about
store.
2 seconds ago, we were doing just fine out here.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it would take me 2 actions to get outside, so I'm just going to have to do that. So I can actually figure out what's happening out here. Oh, God, yeah, there's so much going on. What do I even do with 1 action at this point?
Do any 1 action spells, a guidance, or a shield?
I have guidance.
You might need to touch someone for guidance. I can't remember.
I don't even have guidance. It might not be. I think it's like not even on my list, which is kind of
fair enough. Even a 1-rank heal, a 1-action heal is going to need to be.
No, but I would have to be next to someone, which this would be.
Well, you've got the best kind of guidance. You've got Diabolic Edict.
That's true. I do have Diabolic Edict. You're right.
I can also lay hands on myself on my turn, so it is not as bad as it could be.
But you're right. That's probably why I didn't even take it. All right, I'm gonna Diabolic Edict someone. Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Little Austri, get him. Yeah. You got him. you hear that horrible voice from not on high, but probably on low, telling you to strike out against your opponents.
Anytime.
Still not as creepy as Hod.
Still not as creepy as Hod.
No.
Do you accept
somehow
edict?
Not.
I do accept the edict.
Okay, great. I think it needs to be a plus one. Performing the task. Is the task just get kill these Marines? I guess.
Or
just
attack this Marine.
Attack these Marines. Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's wide enough. That's narrow enough to be just against these two. So you have that for both of these guys.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if this is going to matter to you, but don't forget about your blood magic. Is there if you want to give yourself?
Does it matter on this?
Well, I don't. If you're going to do any, are you going to do any deception checks before the end of the next round?
I mean, probably we'll not, see. But I can put it on myself anyway.
Yeah. All right. The recruit who is in front of Tad, who is still standing. I think this time again, I am going to. Can't do that until I have my Guizarm. I need my Guizarm to do that. All right. he reaches back to the bar and he pulls out the Guizarm. And then he attempts to trip you with it.
I don't want to be.
There we go. Okay, you get knocked prone. And then I can do this. I can punish the fallen.
Oh dear!
Which lets me make my Guizarm attack at the same multiple attack penalty as my trip.
Ruh-roh.
You're on the ground and. Uh-oh. Ooh, a critical.
Ooh,
oh boy.
Crit. Help
chops
me,
right at your,
crit.
Head,
ouch.
Your chest.
Oh no.
And this is going to really hurt. 16 oof. Damage.
Oh,
boy, that does really hurt.
Oh, boom. I'm down to nothing.
Oh, you are. You have. Oh, you're dying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
That's unfortunate. Medic! Okay.
That was medic all
just left.
I know, because you guys were getting beaten up out here, so all right, hold on.
All right, hold on.
All right.
I only have so much speed, guys. You know.
I mean, we are the ones who split the party, so there's no, we have no one to blame but ourselves.
Yeah.
Augustus. Yeah. From up top, what do you want to do?
Alrighty. The one that is still frightened is temporarily immune to my attempts to demoralize him, but the other one that stepped in, who has now witnessed the diabolic edict, is still very intimidatable. So I'm going to try to intimidate the one that is to my side of of Nalostri with hopefully a well-timed intimidation.
Woo!
There you go.
That one is only one shy of a critical, unfortunately.
Well. You know, I'll take what I can get. From there, I will arc electricity around Nalostri in order to hit the two of them together.
Why not?
That is a reflex save for each of them.
Even though they're frightened.
Oh, boy.
The one of them misses completely, but the first one, the one you just frightened, succeeds. The other one fails.
Okay. It is six electricity damage.
Yep.
So six and then three.
Yep. You're shocking them both. They sort of arc between their daggers. Nalostri.
Okay. Starting off, I am going to lay hands on myself.
Okay.
Yay. Mm-hmm. And then I am going to follow the edict of my mistress down below and take a swing at the marine in front of me.
The more wounded of the two. Would be cool. Hey.
That's good.
Yeah!
Excellent.
Yeah, 14. One shy of a critical, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Do you all want to hear that? Do you want to not tell you when you're one?
No, shy? I would love to know.
Fine. Okay, yeah. You close. Stab him.
And why not? I'll try again.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Did you turn that on?
It might not have added the bonus I gave you.
Yeah. It didn't look like it added the bonus because you're getting a +1 status bonus for attack rolls and skill checks.
And he's frightened, yes?
And he's frightened, only missed by one.
And you only missed by one. Yeah. I think when the menu comes up, you can kind of turn on the +1. You actually critical this guy.
Oh,
I'll just pick excellent.
That 5 damage again. Which doesn't unfortunately put him down, but it comes
excellent.
Close.
Well, I'm going to try one more time. We can see.
Okay. Well, you also just stepped there?
I didn't mean to.
Oh, okay, fair enough. We'll put you back.
I'm going to suffer through that.
All right.
If you get this other hit, you might not.
Yeah, you might not be flanked anymore if you take this guy down. So, yeah, when you click on the attack button, it brings up the menu, the sort of...
Oh, the diabolic edict.
Yeah,
yes.
You can just click turn
on.
That's your...
Gotcha.
Following the edict. And another...
Nice.
Woo!
Ooh, another excellent roll.
Nice.
And,
maximum damage.
On the one taking him down.
Nice.
Excellent.
Hits him, and then you swing it around again, cracking against his skull. He falls down. Blood pooling onto the ground there. And indeed, you are no longer flanked.
Yes. Just in time for this one to try to hit me again.
Yeah, indeed. Let's begin that. No, this cannot be. He's just going to take three big swings.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. The dagger. 17 is gonna miss because of that frightened.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Oh, there we are.
That's not
thank you, Uncle Augustus. Yes.
So he's just sort of like sweating. And he's coming at you with that dagger as you just sort of bash this guy's head in. And, you know, it's like, no. He's calling out for his captain, who is currently nowhere to be seen. Black.
Okay. I've got to get
this guy take down Tad, or at least he knocked him down. He's in the, and then brought this Guizarm down, and because of the bar, you don't see where it lands, but you hear a very sickening thud, basically
crunch,
crunch of blade against bone.
All right, I want to. So I need to actually draw my weapon, right? So that's one action. Is that one action per weapon, or can I draw both of them?
No, you need to do it for if you have two of them.
Yeah, right.
I think you have something that lets you do it for one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In that case, I think it is more important that I get down here. I guess I can get there.
Yep, you can get right next to him, but that's going to be your whole...
And that's all three of my actions, but at least he's got something else to worry about besides Tad.
That's true. All right. Mizera.
Okay. Let me
back inside.
Yeah, let me go back inside and see what's going on.
Yeah, we've got things out here now, I think. Or thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I could wake up Tad, but then he's just going to be right underneath this guy. But also, he goes before him now, so I think it's okay. We'll be fine. Okay. Everything's fine.
It's fine.
I don't know. Everything's all grayed out for me. I'm like in the in-between now.
Yeah, because you're dying.
Don't go Tad. Into the light. Stay.
You're heading for that big second breakfast in the sky.
All right, Tad, wake up. No more sleeping.
Ooh. No more sleeping.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh. All your hit points back.
Oh, wow. I feel good as new.
Well, you're wounded, but you feel pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm wounded one, but I'm not dying.
And that's all of my actions. So.
All right.
All right.
Tad, you're on the
I'm
ground.
Going to grab my gun and I'm going to point it at his crotch and fire.
Okay.
Yep. As it should be.
Is it still overcharged from before, or does that stop?
I believe it still takes.
It's for a minute.
Not from all you. Right. It's on the
you were unconscious, but the gun was sitting there just humming dangerously.
Right. Yeah, just.
Somebody pick it up.
Okay, so do I have to do something to pick it up, or just...
No, I mean, tell me you pick it up. That's one.
I'm picking it up. All right. Now, I noticed my to hit is down, too. Is that because I'm wounded?
Because you're prone. You're
prone. Oh, I'm prone. Even though it's a ranged attack. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It affects
all. It's just a minus two.
I will shoot him anyway. I don't care.
Oh, well, then it's a hit. All right, with a 22, you just sort of, he's like turned to look at Flack, and then you point the gun just directly in his nethers and pull the trigger.
All right.
It doesn't quite hit him fully on the junk. So I guess you get him in the upper thigh.
All right. Not fine.
Still
fine.
Still winged. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he turns
That's enough to make you think about your life choices.
And I reloaded.
Oh, no. True.
Okay. All right, but it's his turn. Oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? Why don't I just try to trip this goblin with my Guiz arm and do the same thing that I
try
did before.
That, sure.
Choppy chop on him. Yes. 20.
Uh oh.
Barely. Yeah.
Wait. I've seen this story before.
And then I get the old Guiz arm.
The old strike on one, you. Two.
Punish the fallen. I did it again.
Oh no!
My goodness!
Oh, yes.
Get critted again.
This guy's on
a hot
streak.
That's more hit points than I have.
Yeah,
maybe not.
Oh no, no, that's how much was
that was
hit.
Two hit. That was a low roll on the D10. Okay, so you're only taking 10 damage. So that's, you were on the ground.
I have hit points left, but ow.
Somebody told him a long time ago, do one thing and do it well, and he took that to heart. He's like, yeah. I trip them, sure then did. I crit them. That's then my job. This.
Yeah.
I do have one action left, and he actually turns back to you, Tad, and he just says, stay down, weakling. And he goes at you again with the Guizarm and misses completely. You roll out of the way just in time. Augustus.
Alrighty. I think I shall void warp the remaining individual here.
All right.
Probably a good idea.
You guys have a little...
Take that marine.
Rolling 17.
Void warp again.
He only takes one of those damages, unfortunately. He's 60.
There we go. But a single point of damage. I'm helping. A single point of damage.
Well, he's scared. He should not have fright anymore. Nalastri.
All right. Well, I'm going to turn around and look at this one and do the same thing I was doing last turn. Yeah, just going to hit him. Or try, at least. It's only one turn that...
Yeah, it only lasts for one round.
Perfect, yep. Cool, making sure.
Ooh, critical.
Woo! Doesn't matter anyway.
Well, excellent.
You turn around, whap this guy in the head with your flail, doing... a good amount of damage. It doesn't take him down, though.
No, but I can do this again.
These Marines are made of sturdy stuff. A hit.
Woo!
Excellent. Hit.
Now the dice are doing it for you. All right, so.
Max damage.
Whoosh, bam, and take this guy. Blam. Whew. You were surrounded momentarily. It seemed like things were against you, but then you just wailed on these two guys and took them down. Meanwhile, back inside, we're not finished yet. Flack.
No.
You're on the ground. This guy is standing over both of you with a bloody Guizarm.
Super bloody at this point.
Finish him!
Yeah, I should finish him. Okay. And these have lower penalties because they're a finesse weapon. So,
the dog slash, do you want to stand up? Because you are on the ground.
Yeah, let's go ahead and stand up.
Okay.
Stand up, okay.
That's an action.
And...
But then you can...
Standing up takes an action, but glaring at him while you spit blood out of the side of your mouth is a free action.
There you go. That's true.
You get him. You hit him. You get up. He's nice. Sort of looming over Tad, and you rise up and
for 6 points.
You cut him down.
Take that.
Oh, he's done. Okay, good.
He is down.
Okay.
That particular encounter ends as you sort of are taking a breath to look around, make sure that you're all still intact. But wounds still bleeding and whatnot. When you hear the sound, a familiar voice screaming in pain, Rokrak, sounds like he's being tortured as he cries out for help from inside the Chalaxian ship, the Witchfire.
Ship, okay.
We're going to go get him off
the bank. Mm-hmm. Next time you'll get him.
Hang on, buddy.
Yes, next time.
We're coming.